Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, guys.
Happy Wednesday.
We'd like to welcome you back into the girls' bathroom.
We'd like to formally welcome you back. Do I sound nasal?
She's got a bit of a cold.
She sounds a little bunged
up. Set the scene for us, Chins.
It's not COVID. Don't worry. I've done multiple tests.
Just fresh back from the island.
But I'm back from the islands. It was like third day before I had to leave. Started to get a little tickle in the throat. Thought it was just the aircon.
I think it's due to aircon.
Well, but how is it still here? Sophia, you should have seen the cold in the middle of the night I've had.
And Chintzia, like, never gets ill.
I don't get ill. And I was adamant. I was like, I've got COVID.
Yeah, but you were shitting yourself to take your test to come home.
Yeah, and I was like, I've got to take this test to come home. I was like, right. Well, I was like, if I've got it, you've got it, we've all got it.
Right, we're staying. Not going anywhere.
We're staying here and we're going to have to extend the stay. Mm. But luckily, it was negative. So, just the regular common cold, people. But jeez. I think I'm out of it now.
The
cough was pretty bad, but I'm out of it now, almost.
Just
I think tomorrow I'll be fine. Mm. You know?
So we're back, guys. Happy Wednesday. How's everyone?
Happy
we're cutting
talk.
It close this week. We've not left our heads too much time to get this whipped up for you guys. We're recording this
long,
the day before.
Don't you think it was such a long weekend?
Bank holiday weekend. How was it, guys? Did we get the girls' bathroom game out? Did we get fucked?
I hope so.
Mine was pretty tame.
But we're going out next weekend, so we'll make up for it.
We're saving it.
I got that all booked and sorted.
We like to go out now few and far between and just go big.
I think it's more special. Get a nice booking, nice dress. Do you think we should go to a club afterwards?
I think, yeah, we should go to a club afterwards.
We need to sort it out. We actually need to plan and
try and get a little something going on.
Where do we... Yeah, we need to figure it out.
I don't know what club we go to.
Because I feel like we should go big.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Even though where we're going, it is like a club. It's like dinner club vibes. But it's like, let's go to a club.
Let's extend the party and keep going.
I
can't fucking wait for that truffle pasta.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So at the first venue, I'm not drinking much.
I'm going to have some porn. They do good
Me
cocktails.
Me too, but it's like, I don't want to... Normally when we get to the end of that, I'm
ready to go
I'm
home.
Done with. So if we're moving on to the next location...
The person who we're celebrating is not a big drinker anyway, so she might be fed
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. So we need to see... what her vibe is, because it all determines what the princess's vibe is.
Right, the birthday girl, what she wants to do.
As to how it will reflect on our moods. Also.
Planning birthdays can be quite stressful sometimes for friends.
I mean, the thing is, like, for my birthday, I don't care.
I think there's always, within a friendship group, there's some people who prefer a big birthday and some people who just don't really need much.
Well, it's like,
There's no better one, but some people just go differently for their birthdays,
you know?
I don't
expect anything.
No, I don't.
Like, I don't expect anyone to be planning shit,
no.
to be secretly surprised. Whoa, surprise! No. Like,
surprise! We've been planning this for 6 months.
If anything, I'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to take in.
Because also, when you get surprised, you're expected to have this big reaction. There's a lot of pressure on the reaction.
Yeah, I think it's almost more pressure on you to be, like, so grateful. And like, guys, you're the best friends ever.
It's a bit too emotional for us. We're not into it. Oh my God, a coughing fit.
It does come from deep within, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's really chesty.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
you know? We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Let's dive into some girl talk, finally, and we'll start with question of the week.
Right. So the question this week was, so would you rather, I know what I'd rather straight away.
Same.
Would you rather a friendship breakup or a boyfriend breakup? What would you rather?
A boyfriend breakup.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What's the poll saying?
It's all in favor of boyfriend. Well, it's 64% boyfriend breakup. 36% friendship breakup. That's not that big of a break, but boyfriend breakup is winning by a lot, actually.
Mm.
I think friendships run
deeper. Right,
generally, you will have had this friend for a longer time.
Mm.
I'm just talking generally.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like friendship breakups are probably worse.
I feel like friendship breakups are harder to process because you always kind of have that image. There's that quote, you know, friends are forever, but boys come and go. Like your mum will have told you that so many times.
Right.
Like when you're growing up, well, friends are forever, boys come and go. Like everyone always says that. So I feel like a friendship breakup is way more sad because, it's probably gone on for a lot longer.
Right.
You have that like, you know, you speak about things with your best friend, which you wouldn't speak about with a partner. You know, there's like it's a different type of relationship,
you know,
obviously.
It is.
I think it's sometimes harder to lose because it's also easier to be angry at a boyfriend or in a romantic, you know, girlfriend than it is to be a friend. Because also friends, like you probably forgive friends for shit, which you maybe wouldn't forgive a boyfriend for.
Right.
Like I think you're more naturally forgiving of friends because you kind of have that mindset that you're in it for the long run. This is like a for life type of thing.
When you break up, when you and your boyfriend break up or girlfriend, whatever, it's like,
it's
that's it. I'm not speaking, like it's automatically, it goes, I'm not speaking to you ever again. You know,
you're out my life.
You're out my life now. You cut them off. You block. There's no communication. And that's just how it goes. But with a friendship breakup, maybe it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe we'll rekindle in a few years. It's like, well, she'll always be my friend. Mm. Depends what's gone down. Like
if it
was a big betrayal, then I should hope you'd do the same as with a boyfriend, like block, never speaking to you again. You don't serve me kind of thing. But if it's kind of just, I don't know.
Fallings out
over silly things, which friends can do, then maybe it's still open to rekindling. But
I think it's much harder to get over a friendship breakup.
Me too.
I think you miss them a lot more.
Me too, because, breakups are breakups, but friendship breakups, I feel like they'd be worse.
Mm.
I've never experienced a big friendship breakup, though.
We've not, have we? Not massive.
But I can imagine.
I'm trying to think, have I? Not really.
Not really. Not like a big... We've got rid of people out of our lives who don't serve, like, who aren't good friends.
Right.
But that's been a rejoice. Like, we've been
like,
happy
hallelujah.
About that. So it's not like a devastating... It's like, we need to distance ourselves from this person because they are not good.
Mm.
Right?
Not but like, oh my God, she's like a sister to me and I've had to cut
her
off.
Yeah, no, but that's like a good thing. It's like, right, we need to do this for us to make us feel better because, you know, we don't need you in our life right now.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe, friendship breakups, maybe they're better because maybe you're getting, well, every breakup, it should serve you, right? If it's your decision,
one door closes, another one opens.
Right? So if you're choosing, I don't want to be friends with you anymore, it's probably a good thing because they're probably not, you know, benefiting your life. Same as boyfriend and girlfriends.
True.
Innit?
Okay, guys. Well, let's get into the first dilemma.
Let's do it.
So before we get properly started, you know how on the last girl talk we spoke about taking the pill back to back and that girl had that surprise pregnancy and how we said how, you know, we don't take our pill back to back so we get our period.
Yeah.
Well, loads of you have emailed in. I feel like we need to share this because it's something we need to do, Chintz.
Right.
So loads of you have emailed in, been telling us basically the same thing, which I didn't know about. I feel quite stupid for not knowing this.
But, oh, gosh.
So the pill break period isn't a real period.
Yes.
which you said that a couple of weeks ago, didn't you, as well?
Yes, we figured that, we realised that a couple of weeks ago.
So basically, this is just one example of an email. We've had a lot of emails, but this is just one that I've picked. So she says, "Hi girls, I've been listening to your most recent Girl Talk and just thought I would inform you that when you have a week break on the pill and have a period, that is not a real period. My friend fell pregnant on the pill and was told that this period is just the lining being released, but it does not mean that you are not pregnant. The body will bleed during the week, whether you are pregnant or not.
What?
Since finding this out, I keep pregnancy tests and do one every month or two just to know for certain.
What?
So yeah, please know that that bleed is not a real period, but instead your body just doing a withdrawal bleed.
What if I've been pregnant for 6 months then and I don't know? How am I supposed to know these things?
So I mean, I didn't know that. Obviously, you know, this is just you guys writing in. None of us are doctors here. Well, some of you probably are. But I did not know that. So I feel like some of you girls might not know that.
Right. I knew that you could still get your period when you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We knew that, right?
We knew that.
But I didn't know it was, you know, every time if you're on the pill.
Your period is not really a sign.
That's not, that doesn't mean, because I'll be like, yay, period's here.
No babies this month.
Yeah. Mm. So what? That's not even it. Well, I need to go buy some. I've got to go to Boots anyway today.
So I honestly think, I'm honestly encouraging us all to just have a little drawer in our bathrooms where you keep your, you know, your tampons, your pads, your pills or whatever you take, your natural cycles,
I'm not
whatever
having
it
no
is.
Baby surprises.
Have a couple pregnancy tests just so we can be as aware as possible as what is going on, because that has really thrown me off.
If you get pregnant, are you keeping it? Are you keeping it?
Would I keep it?
Yeah.
I feel like at this stage of my life, yeah, I would, because I feel like I feel like I've got my own house.
Yes.
I'm financially stable.
Right.
You know, I could look after an infant.
Jesus.
My life would change dramatically
and I don't
feel like I'm ready to have a child yet. But I feel like if I did fall pregnant today, I would keep it, because I've got my own place. I pay my own bills. You know, I've got some spare cash to, you know, raise a child.
Right.
So I feel like I would have to do it.
Gosh.
What about you?
We are parents.
I am going to be a mother.
I mean, every single point you had there is valid.
Mm.
And
don't get me wrong, I would be shitting myself. And I think also a lot of it would be to do with who this father was. Who is this guy that I'm pregnant with?
Absolutely.
What does he want to do? I do believe it's a joint decision. It's my choice, but I feel like I would heavily consider what the father of this hypothetical child had to say about it.
I mean,
because that is the support system that you're raising this child with.
Yeah. It's not ideal. But
for us
I mean,
now.
If I could choose, I'd have a baby in 10 years' time.
10 years?
Sophia, I want to be, 34, 33.
Wow, that's long.
I was having this conversation with Angie.
I'm thinking more like...
The other day.
6 years, 5 or 6 years.
Six?
Yeah, not 10.
It's right around the corner. I want to be...
Around the corner. It's on the horizon.
I want to be over 30.
Yeah.
Well, my mum had me, she said, when she was 33.
Wow, okay.
And she had her last child, which I didn't realise. I never thought about the age she was. But she had my younger sister when she was 39.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's actually fucking pretty
sweet.
Old. Pretty old, but also like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not like, you know dying at her being 18. Do you know what I mean? Because you think, you know, but then, So I'm just like, I don't know.
Following your mum's footsteps.
Well, ideally, would you want to, like, if we had to do this ideally, would you want to be engaged, married, have a place with your partner? Like if we're talking, I'm setting out the roadmap of my life and I'm planning it right now and this is going to happen.
Right.
What is the turn of events?
At the age I'm at now, like, if I found the person...
Yes.
And we were, you know, ideally, I would love to be, I want to be living with them before we have a baby.
Yeah.
But I don't feel the need to be married before we had a baby.
Neither.
That's not like, I feel like when I was younger, you kind of think, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby. But I feel like now, like, I don't feel the need to be married. We could have a child before marriage and I'd be like, totally fine.
Yeah. But you know? I think if I've had a child with you, I will know deep in my heart that this is it anyway.
Exactly. So there's not that concern of like, oh my God, but we're not even married. Like, that's fine.
It's not this pressing concern.
Especially if we're living together. Like, we know this is the deal. Like, because I also feel like at our age now, like, because we have our own places, you know, we're like 23 years old.
Right.
We live on our own. If we are going to move in with someone and, you know, buy somewhere together or just like, you know, live together, that's a very big, serious step because it's so not necessary because we already have our own places.
Yeah, exactly.
So if we are going to live with and go in with someone else, that to me is like, well, we're
that
together
to me
then.
Is it. If we're, especially if we're going to buy somewhere together. Yeah. Like
I mean,
that.
My mum always said, like, she felt like buying a house with my dad was more of a commitment than marriage.
Yeah.
Because well, it's the finances, you're sharing a mortgage. Like, that she felt was way bigger than when they got married.
No, I agree. And I think when the time comes that we buy a place with a man...
Right.
Jesus Christ. Like, that is it. Like, I picture...
That, to me, is marriage.
Me too. Like, I watch... Like, you know, I see Julia and Hunter. I see all the, you know, people who I see way more mature as me living with their fucking fiancés husbands, and husbands partners. And boyfriends. And I think that is the next step.
That is the adulthood
right?
step.
Mm. God, what a bit... Where the fuck are we going to be living with these men, man?
I don't know. But
where
the thing
are we
is, like, it's nice because we, like, we both love living by ourselves. And I think we found comfort in that it's like, okay, so we love living on our own. So it's like, I don't feel the need to rush in and move in with the next boyfriend I see.
I
love my own time. So if I want to move in with you, that says a lot because I fucking love living by myself.
Right. I think what it is Sophia, I think if we had roommates, and we were on like rented, you know, 1 year, 2 year, maybe after this year,
it would move a bit quicker.
You think, oh, well, shall I move in with you, Brian? You know, your lease is up too. And I think that's how it happens a bit quicker.
Because that's kind of out of like convenient circumstances.
Yeah. And it's like, also, it's like, yeah, you're my boyfriend. Like, I do want to live with you. Right. Yeah. But it's like, but no, I only want to live with you now if you're fucking...
Well, yeah, because for us, it's like, right, so am I going to sell my house and buy one with you?
Jesus
you know?
Christ.
Big.
What a decision. Where the fuck am I going to be living with these boys?
Where are we going to end up?
Where are we going to end up? Like, seriously. How much are house, like big houses, family houses?
Especially if we move to London. Fucking hell.
I know.
I'm going to best have to get saving.
The Surrey ends. The countryside.
Gonna have
get
to
a little
save
pony
up.
For my little girl.
Get some wellies on.
Jesus.
Get a dog. Take it for walks.
Get a couple dogs, some greyhounds.
Yeah. Some hunting.
Some hunting dogs. Mm. Do a bit of, yeah, I love it.
Gosh, scary.
Incredible.
Whew. All right. That was a big tangent about future life.
Right. Moral of the story. I'm going to boots and buying some pregnancy
tests.
But are they just
like,
on the shelves or do you have to ask the woman?
No, they're just on the shelves.
Okay, good.
Clear blue,
okay,
you know.
Good.
I don't think we need that advanced ones. I think we just need a basic, you know, one line or two lines.
I think maybe it's what it is I picture that you've got to go up to the desk and be like, hi, can I
you
have three pregnancy tests?
No, you just pick them off the shelf.
Right. Maybe I've seen in films that happen.
Yeah.
I feel like some American films, they have to go up to the desk and be like, can I have a pregnancy test?
I mean,
test?
You can even just order on Amazon. Sure, you could get quite a few on Amazon.
True.
Amazon
ASOS
Prime.
Should stock them.
ASOS, I mean, we should get them on the girls' bathroom, to be honest.
I swear to God, like somewhere easy needs to stock them. But I suppose it's easy. You just get them in Asda. You just get them in Boots.
But
we're acting like it's fucking...
a massive deal.
It's just because we've never bought them before. We're acting like it's
going up to the till.
Fucking hell. Baby.
All right, first dilemma we've got. Midlife crisis in my 20s.
Oh,
right.
Darling.
Someone needs some help here. Hey, girls. So,
hi.
Really needing some girl career type advice.
Right.
Since leaving school, I've worked in the same type of job within childcare, and it's what I thought I would be doing for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Working my way up within childcare.
Nice.
So for the last 5 years, that's what I've been doing.
Climbing
so now
the ladder.
I'm highly qualified in this area and have a well-paid supervisor role.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Over the last few months, I've been stuck in a rut at work. I don't look forward to it, and I just get through the day going through the motions rather than loving it like I used to.
Right.
This got me thinking, and I decided it's not what I wanted to do anymore. And after a small meltdown for a few months, not knowing what the hell I wanted to do, I decided I liked the idea of law and doing a law degree with the goal of becoming a solicitor or something along those lines.
Nice.
She's a businesswoman.
Judge rules.
So I applied for an online law degree, which I now start in October.
Wow.
A couple months away. But I knew I needed a change of job too, along with this, as financially I have to work full time.
Right.
Along with doing this degree, okay, side by side. After months and months of looking, I managed to get a job as an estate agent with no experience,
wow.
Which was kind of a score. So it's now come to the end of my career in childcare, and now I'm freaking out about leaving this career, which I'm really comfortable in. I know what I'm doing. Right. I've really found my feet, and I'm throwing myself into something completely new full time while having to do an online uni course.
Right.
So my question is, how do I stop the imposter syndrome I am currently experiencing about starting a job that I have no experience in, when I know that so many other applicants with better experience also wanted the role? Also, right, how do I stay on top of a full-time job and part-time uni? Love you guys.
Right. Number one,
someone needs a confidence boost.
I'm so excited for you. In order to, you know, level up, mm-hmm, you know, get to the next stage of your
change gears,
do something that you're going to be more passionate about. You've got to put yourself in uncomfortable and uncertain situations that are risky. You know, you don't know what the outcome is. You might go into this law degree and think, fuck this, or you might start this estate agent job and be like, fuck this, I don't like this. You know, there's a lot I can see running through your mind.
Right.
But you've got to do these things in order to shift, you know, the path of your life, you know? Because yes, you could have stayed in your childcare job, yeah. You'd have been fine. You'd have been making money.
But you said to yourself you weren't enjoying it.
Right. You'd have been getting promoted. You know, you would have been comfortable, set in the firm, you know, kind of thing. And it would have been secure. Mm. But, you know, sometimes secure is not what you need. You need a bit of, you know.
Sometimes, like, security is the enemy of progress.
Yeah, like, sometimes that's not enough. Like, you know, humans, we, you know,
need to be challenged.
Yeah, you need to be challenging, you know. You crave, you know, change. And
also, I think, like, you need to be, I think you need to be really proud of yourself that you've actually, you know, you had this career, you were getting promoted, you know, were a supervisor on a well-paid role, and you've actually taken the decision to think, no, I'm actually going to change this up and, you know, do something for myself, what I really want to do. It's so easy to just, like, the weeks go by, time goes on. It's so easy just to stay in the same cycle.
You know,
so for you to actually, like, get off the train and get on a new one, I think you're so brave, and I think you should be really proud of yourself, thinking, fuck yeah, look what I've accomplished.
Me too.
And also, like, you're saying that how can you stop having imposter syndrome? They've hired you. Like, you've not forced your way in the door.
Yeah,
like, you've
exactly
gone for an interview. They've spoke to you. They thought, yeah, we like her. She can bring something good to this team. They've obviously,
absolutely,
you know, they've chosen to hire you out of everyone else. So go in with confidence. And yeah, you don't know, you're not experienced in this area, but you can't, that's the whole point of starting
exactly
something new. There's no point starting something new if you already know everything about
exactly
it. You're learning. This is, you're on the job. There's people around you. You're going to be in an office. There's going to be people to help you.
Exactly.
You know, don't think that you're expected to know everything on your first day. It's impossible. Everyone else in that office will know your first job anywhere, your first, you know, couple weeks
right
anywhere, you find your feet. And then honestly, this time in 6 months, you'll be really in the swing of things. You'll know what you're doing. You'll have some more confidence.
You'll have made
You'll have
friends.
Some sales under your belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm in the new swing of things. Like, I'm sure when you started your childcare job, you were a bit like, oh, what do I do with these kids?
Exactly.
I'm not really sure. But you find your feet, like with anything. So have confidence in yourself. Big yourself up. You're onto a great path. I'm really excited.
I think just have faith in yourself that this is, you know, the right decision. This is the next chapter. All you're doing is overthinking it and trying to second guess the decision.
Yeah.
So look, it's been made now. Just do it
just
now.
Just go with it.
And like in a couple of weeks' time, once it's all done, the first few weeks, you'll be feeling great. You'll be thinking, you know what, this is just perfect for me. I can't wait for the future kind of thing.
Absolutely. See it as in it, rather than like dreading it, I know it's easier said than done, but try and see the excitement in it and be like, oh my God,
yeah, like
who am I going to meet? What am I going to get up to? You know, this is opening so many different doors. It's a shift, you know, your whole day today is going to be changed. I think it's going to be really fresh, a fresh start.
Me too.
I think it's going to be really refreshing. You're going to get out of bed thinking, oh my God, new job. Like, oh, this is fun. Like, you're going to find that kind of love to go to work again, you know, because you're...
Me too. And then you're learning still. So
yeah.
She also asked, how can she balance the part-time job and the full-time law degree?
Right.
Right. I think balance and, you know, planning your time is very important,
mm-hmm,
but you also need to plan time for rest,
mm-hmm,
and like you need to not overwork yourself. It'll be hard to find the balance in the beginning, mm-hmm, I know, but in it, I think rest and just like having some you time is just as important as, you know, working hard on your degree and, you know what I mean?
I think as well, just like in terms of like personal, like, time management. I think just like find what works best for you.
Right.
So for example, like last night before I went. So look, like, it's our kind of first day back at work today, right? For me and Chins.
Right.
Chins has been on holiday. I was on right. holiday. And now we're kind of getting back into the swing of things. So last night I was in bed. I was like, oh my God, I can't sleep. I've got all these things running through my head. I don't know what I'm doing, blah, right. blah, blah. So I got on my notes and I just wrote a list. And I literally write, okay, so like, 7 o'clock, wake up. Yeah, like 8 o'clock, go to the gym. And I just like write down, like have a shower, every small thing I'm going to do that day, just so then I know what I'm doing. Because I think your head can get so scrambled at times.
It can.
And for me personally, like writing things down, just like writing down what I need to do and crossing them off as I've done them, it just works like wonders yeah. for me because to just stay on top of things. Because also I'm quite forgetful. Like if I've got things going on and someone says, oh, do this, I'm going to forget it.
Right.
So I just like to write a list, get all my messy thoughts just down. Yeah. And then you just empty your head, you know, write out what you need to do and cross it off when you've done it. And I think you'll find
when
that works.
When your brain feels scrambled, that's when you get overwhelmed, stressed, and then you don't want to perform any of your tasks.
Yeah, because you don't even know where to start.
Because you don't even know where to start and you're overwhelmed and you're just thinking, what the fuck, what the fuck? Mm. But if you actually write shit down or organize your day, plan your thoughts, you'll be sweet.
And
then
I
you just
also
take
find
it
as well,
task by task.
I also find as well, like try and keep the space that you live in tidy.
Right.
Because for the past like few, I want to say months, like me and Chintia, for example, we've been, so we live in Nottingham, but we've been going back and forth to London.
Oh, it's chaos.
Like, and we've been living like in and out of suitcases. And my house was just
chaos.
Getting like a tip. I thought there's
chaos.
Fucking clothes everywhere. There's just shit boxes everywhere.
It's chaos.
And then last week I had like a big clear out. I tidied up everywhere and my mind just immediately felt so much clearer.
Yeah.
I was like, God, like I think having a clean space, even if it's just your bedroom at home, I think a clean space just really helps with a clean mind.
Oh,
I think
always.
It's so hard to like work and feel organized if like your bedroom's a mess or just your space is just cluttered. I think if you keep it like,
yeah.
try and keep
it's,
on top of it, your head will feel so
I
much
mean,
cleaner.
It's easier said than done to
For
keep
sure.
on top of it and to keep things clean. But I think practice
it
makes perfect.
Off.
And it's like, as soon as you know, do a little mess, just tidy it up. Like
yeah.
it'll take 5 minutes.
Keep on top of the washing, you know?
Keep on top of the
keep
washing.
Keep taking the rubbish out, those cardboard boxes that
it's
are piling up.
It's fucking shit and boring. I wish I didn't have to do any of it, but it just makes you feel better.
I think it really helps.
I hate tidying.
Same.
And cleaning. It's fucking shit, but...
But I think all those little things will just make you feel
for
really
sure.
like you're on top of things and you know what's going on.
Just try and be your best organized self. And look, things are going to fuck up. You know,
yeah.
you're going to make mistakes. Like, shit's not going to be
There's
perfect.
There's going to be busy weeks where everything
yeah.
falls off.
You're
but just
get
back on again.
But shit's, you know, that's life. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Just nip it in the bud and just and chug along.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And you'll be fine. You've totally got this.
Excited for you.
Me too. I'm so excited for you. You're moving on to bigger and better things. It's going to be fab.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Okay, speaking of careers, we've got a little message from one of you guys.
Hit
just
us.
Giving us all some advice here.
Hit us.
In case anyone here is wondering what to do job-wise.
So, I wanted to send an email based around something you touched on a couple of podcasts back. I wanted to tell you both and your listeners about what I do. Oh, lovely.
Hit us.
Everyone,
we
listen
love to
up.
Learn.
Back in college, I remember being so pressured into going to university, no matter how many times I expressed it wasn't for me. I mean, that was me and Sophia.
Absolutely.
We were sat there like, fuck this shit. I'm not writing no fucking, what was it? That
UCAS.
Thing. Yeah, what is it? I never logged on to that fucking site once.
Neither did I.
What even was that?
I don't know.
Everyone's logging on, writing there. What's that letter you got to write? That
personal
weird
statement.
Personal statement letter. Oh, blue, blue. I didn't do fuck all.
No. I mean, anyway, it's amazing if you do it.
It's amazing if you do it.
But if you don't want to do it and you're being pressured to do it, it's not nice.
When you're in that room with everyone else doing it, you're thinking, what is going on?
Yeah, like this is not for me. Am I making the wrong decision? Does this mean am I going to be left behind?
It's like, I wish I was like, yeah, let me log on to my ACAS, right? This, yeah, I'm applying to.
I was so jealous of everyone else. I was like, fuck, I wish that was me that like knew what I wanted to do. Like, yeah, I remember that.
So I expressed it wasn't for me. I remember it seeming like there was no other choice but to go to uni, as nothing else was mentioned. Right, absolutely.
I agree with that.
For reference, I'm 19. Literally, I was 18. Sophia, you would have been 17. Right?
16 when it all kicked
off. Right? 16, right, 17 when it all kicks off. And you're meant to sit there and be like, I want to be a fucking criminology.
It's ridiculous.
I want to be a fucking what?
Mm.
So my dad was always keen for me to do an apprenticeship because you can gain and learn and get all the same qualifications in loads of areas just by doing an apprenticeship. Yeah, for sure. Mm. As well as earning money along the way. Absolutely. Win-win. Obviously, there's areas which you need to go to uni for.
Yeah,
and I feel as though if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't have known about apprenticeships. So that's why I wanted to make your listeners, who are all probably at the age of finding career paths, more aware of them.
Mm.
It's hard work sometimes, but you definitely gain lots from it, such as meeting new people, both at work and going to uni or college, in your study time when you aren't working, as well as learning some amazing skills as you go.
For sure.
I began a digital marketing apprenticeship last year, something which I would highly recommend for people interested in social media. I create content, including videos, photos, reels,
nice. Ooh,
and touch on loads of different platforms, as well as helping doing more fun stuff. I absolutely love it. My apprenticeship is only 1 year long, so if it's not for you, you're not committed to 2, 3, or even 4 years.
Right.
You can decide to progress onto the next qualification if that's what you want to do.
Mm.
Yeah, because like, what, you're meant to sign yourself up for a degree that's
massive
fucking 4 years.
Yeah.
And then you're freaking out when you're 2 years in and you don't want to do it anymore.
Mm.
Innit? So yeah, all without feeling you've waited a year, because you've still earned money, met people, gained skills, and have no student debts to pay.
Mm.
Good luck to everyone finding their careers. Even trying things out and maybe not going ahead with things is always better than never knowing what it's like. True.
Absolutely. My mum always was encouraging me to an apprenticeship.
Mm.
Always. That was the path that I would have definitely gone down.
Yeah, because what? You're being paid. You're still learning shit.
You're still getting qualifications.
But you're also in the workforce. You know, you're getting first-hand... Yeah,
experience.
You're getting first-hand experience of what this role would be, blah, blah, blah.
And actually, like, what the working world is like.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing, isn't it, though? When you want to, like, get a job, say you were like, oh, yeah, I fancy a job in this. It's like, you should always do... what is it when...
Intern,
that's it. But they're unpaid.
Mm.
So you're someone's intern. Yeah, you're learning and you're doing everything for them and you're learning on the job.
You're only being paid an experience.
You're being paid an experience and to be able to write that on your fucking CV, but you're not being paid anything.
Mm.
And if anything, you're working inhumane hours.
Right, making cups of tea.
Right.
I'm sure people benefit from some internships.
Oh,
but,
no, you would. I know like a lot of fashion, like you've got to do it, but it's fucking hard because you're not being paid. And it's like, well, how am I meant to survive if I'm doing this 5 days a week?
Yeah.
You know?
You've almost got to have like another job on the side to actually pay
the bills. It's like, well, where have I got the time from coming to you from 8 to 8?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, Jesus Christ, how am I meant to do this?
Yeah. But yeah, we love hearing your stories, guys. Thanks for sending that in. Okay, this is an interesting one, shifting gears slightly.
Okay.
We haven't met our friend's boyfriend of 4 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ, 4 years. Where's he been fucking hiding?
Under a rock.
Does he live?
We have a friend who we've been close with throughout school, uni, jobs, etc. So a really good chunk of our lives.
Right.
Fucking hell, your whole life, that is. She's had a boyfriend of 4 years who none of us have met properly. He picks her up from nights out, but we never see him.
What the fuck?
Or spend time with him. He's never come to any social events with us, yet other people have brought their boyfriends. Yet he has met her work friends who she's only known for 2 years.
What the
hell? She's known us for our whole lives.
What the hell?
So are we the problem? Why does she not want us to meet him? We've been friends for so long and we just want to meet the boy she's with. Help us.
Right, it does sound like she's hiding him from you.
She's definitely
hiding
him from
you.
You
know, you know, right, my initial thoughts were, okay, maybe he lives in another country. Right. You know, maybe he lives hours and hours away.
Right.
Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that he is in close proximity
and
to
he's
you,
met her work right, friend.
Right, he's picking her up from nights out. All he has to do is give you a wave and be like, hi, Stacey. You know, right. Like, you know, how are you? Do you want a lift? You
in
know?
It, if, I'm sorry, if like, I was out with friends and your boyfriend came to pick you up and didn't give me a lift, I'd be like, what a rude. That is rude.
Well, that's me being out with you and I'm like, my boyfriend's, he's coming to get me, right. You know, good
have
luck
fun getting home.
Yeah, I hope you're getting that Uber all right. It's fucking rude.
No,
that
they
is.
Don't. You don't do that on
that
nights
is fucking
out.
Right. I think she's right. She's it's clearly an issue with your friendship group.
Do you think she's worried? I mean,
I don't know what she could be worried about, but there's no reason.
Is she worried that like her, your, you know, if she's got trust issues?
Is it him though? Is thing is like he could be really not very. I don't know. He could be like, oh, blah blah blah. I don't know what this man's like, but I
is know is she worried? I mean, I don't want to say this, but like, is she worried that the boyfriend's gonna see all you sexy girls?
Right. Listen. Is she
a bit? Is she insecure?
Is she a bit jealous of you? Does she give those kind of, you know, kind of that kind of energy towards you girls? Could she
be
feeling
honest,
a bit insecure
just
about that?
It might be one of those things where there's almost just too much anticipation because you know how it's been so fucking long? It's almost really, it's really awkward. Like that is really awkward. And maybe she just thinks, oh, it's so awkward. It's been so long. This is just really uncomfortable. Like maybe she just wants to keep her relationship and her friendships really separate.
But it's super chill. Like all he's got to do is wave at you when he picks them up. And then it's like, we fucking met him already. That's all it takes. And then the line's been crossed. Do you know what I mean? Because I know there can be loads of anticipation for these kind of things, but all it's got to be is a little wave. How
short and sweet.
And then it's like, oh, we've met now. That's it. It's done now.
But I also think in this is just a prime example of this is not your fucking problem.
Right.
Don't make it your problem. Like, look, you get on with your life. You keep her as a friend. You've got a lovely friendship group. If she doesn't want to introduce her boyfriend to you, so be it. Because at the end of the day, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
It's not your problem. It's not your life.
Yeah.
I think just don't worry about it. She can do what she wants. Stay in your own lane. Leave her to it.
Let this eat her up at night, not you. You can go to sleep peacefully. You don't need to have met this Brian, you know.
He's not going
to
change your life.
He's not going to be, well, you know, let her get on with her shit. Look, they'll probably break up in a couple of years or so. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, thing is, like, if it was going to be your husband, you'd have met them all. You'd have met, you know, I always think like she'd have wanted everyone to have met him if she was so in love with him and you want to share.
Maybe she's a bit like,
because you want to share the love of your life with the people around you. Like she should want to bring him to the social function.
So maybe it's just not the one.
So maybe, look, don't worry about it. She'll probably have a new boyfriend in a couple of years and, you know.
It's not your stress to think about.
No.
We're all too busy taking on other people's stress. Yeah. It's not your problem. Just worry about your own life. Worry about paying your bills, keeping yourself alive. Worry about your own relationship.
Yeah.
And just like let her do her thing. It's her decision. It's her choice. It's her relationship.
And also, I wouldn't pressure her into being like, oh, why have we never met Brian yet?
No.
Just fucking leave
it. Who gives a fuck? Like, literally.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, she clearly doesn't want you to meet them.
Obviously.
Like, she obviously doesn't want this to happen. It's been 4 years. That is so fucking long. 4 years.
So fucking long.
I was 24 years. I was like 19.
I was 19.
That's disgusting. I'm 24 now. Almost.
Shit.
Pretty much. Kill me now.
Oh
God, what the hell is life?
Jinx's birthday is on the horizon.
Literally, my birthday is.
It's just
oh my God, it's
adulthood.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I've not even processed. I don't even know what's going on.
What are we doing? We're going to Italy.
Well, Italy, UK travellers, they've had on this 5-day quarantine thing. So like anyone from the UK, they got to quarantine for 5 days.
Is that gone now?
So obviously we've not been able to go. Yes, it's gone.
Right.
They literally lifted it today. But you've got to be double vaxxed.
And we are double vaxxed. Ching, ching, Pfizer, baby.
Ka-ching. So I'm thinking a little 5-7-day Italy trip.
Gorgeous. Whisk me away.
Because it's still warm September. We can get, you know, we can grab onto the last bit of summer.
Amalfi Coast.
I mean, look, we could explore somewhere new. I was thinking last night, you know, we can do Amalfi Coast or we could go, you know, Puglia. You know, we could.
Yeah.
Amalfi Coast is a classic.
Let's think about it.
We can go. Stay we could tuned. Stay in Positano, you know, for once.
Capri.
Yep.
We'll keep you posted. Just keep on moving through the beat. All right. One more dilemma.
Right.
How do I get started at the gym? I feel like I haven't spoken about this in a while.
Oh.
Tips and tricks. So, this is very girl talky. Hi, Sifra and Cinzia. Love the podcast.
Love
you. Thank you so much. I've recently started thinking I need to get more fit and decided I need some sort of exercise routine for the week.
Okay, doll.
I've heard you both talking a lot about the gym. Gosh, do we really?
Oh.
And have seen your Insta stories of when you're there and I was inspired. That's amazing.
Oh.
I was wondering, how do you get started at a new gym? I don't know which to sign up for and whether I even should, or if I should try to pay as you go for a while to make sure I like it. I also don't know what exercise plan to have when I'm there.
Right.
What exercise plans / machines do you use when you're there? I'd love some practical advice because I've never done this before and you both seem like such gym queens.
Oh.
Wow, I'm flattered.
Right.
I'm kind of afraid people will stare at me and judge me because I don't know what I'm doing. And also, I'd like to bring my phone to listen to music, but where do you put it if your leggings don't have pockets? Yeah. Where do you put your phone?
Yeah.
I know this is a bit of a different dilemma, but I really could use some advice and guidance on how to get started. Can't wait to hear all your tips and tricks.
Right. I think when you're walking into the gym, I think, fuck you. I don't know who the fuck you are.
You're such a like loner at the gym. She's like, no one fucking talks to me. My hood's up, my earphones are in.
I give dirty look to you, dirty look to you.
You're horrible.
No, that's just how I cope.
Good morning.
That's just how I cope. Like, I walk in, I keep my head down, I do my shit and I leave.
Thing is, you go to a gym where it's a young crowd.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I don't want you up in my business. It's almost like you've just got to have more of a fuck you attitude. Like, I don't care. I'm going to walk over to that squat rack and I'm going to use it. I don't care if you're behind me or if you're over there, or do you know what I mean? Mm. And no one's looking, number one, no one's looking at you. If they are looking at you, they're a fucking weirdo. It's like, stop, just do your workout and leave me alone. No one's judging you.
Mm.
Look, just do your workout and leave. That's what I've always been. Look, me and Sophia have been going to that fucking gym since we were 15, 16.
Right, long time.
How did we start? I remember when I first started going to the gym, I'd do a bit of running on the treadmill because that always seemed easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like, I just go on the treadmill and then I leave because you're not walking around. It's I understand the anxiety of like walking around.
Especially a busy gym.
Yeah, busy gyms, walking around and finding an empty piece of equipment and then going over to it. Oh, but someone else is walking over to it. I understand that anxiety, especially if you're walking into the gym and it's fucking busy and you've got to stand there for a sec and find a piece of equipment that's free. I understand
and
that
you feel
is,
like everyone's watching you and
it can attack me sometimes, but you've just got to think, who cares? You know, it's just like walking into a supermarket and looking for, you know, the porridge.
So true.
Literally the same. You walk in, look around, for the first few times, try and go at times where it's not that busy.
That's what I think.
But the unbusy times for my gym is 3 p.m. It's like 2 to 4.
That's always a good time. And also a good time, I mean, it depends what your, you know, working life is like. But also I find a good time to go is between like 8:30 and 10:30.
Yes, just before.
Because everyone that's tried to go before work has left.
Yes, all the 6 a.m.
And everyone that's doing like a bit of a, you know, 11 is not there yet.
Yep.
And just before lunch, I think, can be quite a good time to go.
The times where I've been about 8:30 before 9, I feel like 9 o'clock is when like you get like
the later people,
kind of those kind of people. If you get in there just before 9, if you go 8 to 9, there, I swear to God, there's no one in that gym.
That's a good time to go.
Yeah. But if you're going 8 p.m., 6 onwards, madness.
Cool. Yeah. Even like 5 onwards.
Right.
I just find with the gym, the best thing to do is to decide what you're going to do before you got there.
For sure.
I think there's nothing worse than walking into a gym and being like, I don't even know what am I doing cardio? Am I doing, am I doing legs? Am I doing, you know, what am I doing today? And I also think when you start at the gym, a lot of it is trial and error, and find what you like. Like, do you enjoy, you know, going on the rowing machine? Do you enjoy doing circuits? Do you enjoy lifting weights? You know, what do you enjoy? Are you a runner? You know, what are you actually wanting to achieve in the gym? And I think if you want like really specific, you know, a fitness plan which shows you exactly what to do, then there are, you know, Tammy Hembrow, Chrissy Chella, loads of people on Instagram have got workout guides that you can download as a PDF on your phone, and it will give
some
you...
Some of them are like $8.99, $4.99.
Even these days, and it shows you a video of how to do it, the reps that you need to do.
Yeah,
you know, if you really you know, are starting from scratch, I would recommend if you want to make an investment.
Right, quickly, you know what I would recommend? So say you've just signed up to this gym, you're a bit anxious, whatever. I just recommend going on a treadmill, walking on it for half an hour with the incline on, and you can just kind of, and just having a look around. Like my treadmills.
Get comfortable in the space.
Right, my treadmills are like looking out onto everything. Mm-hmm. So if you get on there, you're walking on incline for half an hour, that's a lovely little workout. You feel comfortable in the space. You're sussing it out. You can see a few different places. You start to feel comfortable in the gym.
You can see where each equipment is.
Just to see, and you can just suss it out a bit. And then the next time you come, you could do that walk, and then you could go down and do some arm exercises with the weights. And then I think you slowly just become more comfortable in the space. And then before you know it, you're fucking stomping in there and you're walking over to the squat rack.
You did on that,
And you're just confident because I see the same faces in that gym every single fucking time I go.
But I do get it. Like, I remember during COVID, obviously, I cancelled my gym membership. And then only recently, I got it back.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been in that gym for, like, over a year. And the first time I went back, I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, I was like nervous. I was like, I felt like I was starting from scratch. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do when I go there? Like, what do I even do at the gym? Like, what do I even want? Right. Like, and it wasn't until I'd been, like, 3-4 times I was like, okay, right, I'm back, this is my stomping ground, like, move out of the way, like, I know what I want to do. It all comes with time.
Give it a couple weeks,
baby steps,
for sure. I think as long as you know what you're going to do before you go in, and that's even if you go in and someone's on that machine, just don't panic. Think,
stretch.
Right.
Go to a mat and stretch.
Just think, right, I'm just going to think about what I'm going to do. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to get anxious. And I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go and do my back over there. And that's it. No one's looking at you. No one is watching you stress about what machine you're going to go on next and shit like that.
Because when you're working out, you're not watching anyone else. Right. You're thinking about fucking hell, this hurts. I'm aching. I'm sweating. Like, when you do a workout, you're clueless of anyone else in the gym. And that's how everyone is when they're doing their own. They're not thinking about you.
Honestly, just go for it. You know, I don't want you to go about life just getting stressed about going to the gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also think, like, if it was a super busy gym, sometimes if it's really busy, I will go find a mat, get a kettlebell, and just
do a round of shit.
Like, find 4 kettlebell exercises
Google those four exercises
3 or 4 times. And that is like a full body, really good workout. You're not moving about. You're in one place. Yep. You've got one piece of equipment.
You've got your headphones in.
You've got your headphones in and you just can't go wrong.
Listen, the headphone question. I have not had a pair of AirPods in over a year. I lose all my headphones. I'm having to go into that gym and play videos out loud.
She is. She's got the worst gym etiquette.
But no one's around me. But
everyone else has headphones in. No one gives a fuck.
I need to find some headphones. I need to buy some AirPods. But step machine and I'm watching whoever I want out loud and it's fine. You just gotta.
I think when like, where to put your phone, I think if you invest in some Bluetooth headphones, it is the best. Then your phone can just be like on the floor and you can be listening.
You can put your phone anywhere.
Oh my God, she set me off.
Oh my God.
I had a tickle.
I've infected her.
I think your phone can be on the ground and you can just be listening, and that's the easiest way, I think.
Yeah, or you can get leggings with a little pouch.
Yeah, if you want.
I used to have a pair of leggings. They had a zip at the back.
Mm, you did, I remember those.
And they were really good. Mm. Like, I'd put my phone in there all the time.
Mm. I think it's a lot of trial and error. You know, you find what you like, you get into a routine. I would really recommend.
It is a journey. Like, I will look back from a few years ago. I don't know what the fuck I was doing in the gym, but like, you know, we've gone through so
many different phases,
like people's programs and stuff. Mm. I remember we used to do Kim Kardashian's trainers.
That was program. Fucking hard.
I'd never seen anything like that in my life.
I honestly couldn't keep it up. Tammy Fitz.
Me too.
Chrissy Chella. Yeah.
Tammy's like original bum guide is so good. I swear it's not that much. Mm. So she's got an app.
I mean,
now.
There's also a lot of free workouts on YouTube.
Yeah, oh my God.
If you want to just Google beginner's workout at the gym. And, you know, don't also, like, be realistic. If you're going, don't go from 0 to 100. You know, I think set yourself a goal on a Monday and think, okay, I'm going to try and go to the gym twice this week.
That's why I recommend the walking on the treadmill. I think it's a good ease into
Lauren Giraldo, 12:30. Yeah. 30 minutes, an incline of
it's a great 12 workout.
And
yeah.
3 speed.
Yeah.
It's gentle, but it's hard.
It's hard, you're sweaty, you burned, you know, a sufficient amount of calories, and you can leave the gym and think, yeah, I've done a bit of cardio, I feel great.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right, guys.
Lovely. I actually need to go work out now, so that's got to be the mood.
I've been, but I need some breakfast.
I tried to go this morning, but I thought, I've got nothing else to do today. I may as well just go later. Like, what am I getting out of bed at 7:30 in the morning and going to the gym now?
For what?
For what? I was literally like, for what? I just sat in the bed and watched YouTube. But
all right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We've got special guests next week.
Oh,
so stay tuned.
Celebrity stylist is making her way to us next week, guys. Thank you for listening. Love you so much.
See
you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.